USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says new trade deals will boost our economy in 2020.
They do remove some uncertainty, and they also increase incentives to invest, and they're also going to double our exports to China.
Kudlow was speaking there on Fox News. A massive storm is moving across the eastern half of the United States. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday, bringing ice and freezing rain to the East Coast and snow to New England and parts of upstate New York. That storm did dump 6 inches of snow in Kansas City and St. Louis on Sunday. Katie Kupchin is with Santa Fe Towing. She tells the local Fox affiliate in Kansas City what to do if you're ever in an accident in the snow and need a tow.
After an accident, we recommend you stay inside the vehicle.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A trade representative is speaking out over concessions made in the USMCA deal. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A senior U.S. trade rep is dismissing the idea of political costs to the Trump administration after some Republicans signaled concern over concessions that the president made to get Democrats on board with a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Robert Lighthizer saying on Sunday,
"This should be a Trump trade policy. And a Trump trade policy is going to get a lot of Democratic support. Remember, most of these working people voted for the president of the United States."
He told CBS's Face the Nation the new bill is more enforceable and better for American workers and manufacturers and farmers than it was in its original form. And he predicts it will be getting a lot of Democratic support.
And a new survey out says A Christmas Story is America's favorite holiday movie. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers are bracing for a North Korean provocation as the deadline for the United States to change its policies draws near. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The U.S. has responded to North Korea's demands to offer new concessions in deadlocked nuclear talks. U.S. Envoy Stephen Biegun.
Much has been said about North Korea's end-of-the-year deadline. On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline. We have a goal to fulfill the commitments the two leaders made during their historic summit meeting in Singapore.
He says a major provocation by Pyongyang would be, in his words, unhelpful. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans are waking up grumpy 300 days a year, meaning only about 65 mornings are good ones. That's according to new research. The survey found that 2,000 respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately 3 times a week and once from outside noises and unusual dreams. Ingrid Pruer is known as the sleep whisperer. She joins Fox News and shares why many folks are waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, it's because most people don't put sleep as a priority on their list. They think of everything else they have to do, including socially, you know, social events. But that's why they wake up grumpy the next day. They don't pre-plan this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.